Well, hello and welcome. This is episode 2 from the episode 82 even from Veg Grower Podcast. Or was it 83? 83. My mistake. Coming up today, just going to give you a few updates on what's been happening on the plots. This episode's dated the 26th of September, but actually it's the 27th. I got tied up with work last night and working late, so I didn't get around to recording this podcast. And as such, I'm just sticking to recent updates. So this episode is going to be called the Autumn Wind Down. Now, firstly, I don't know if you've read it on the blog, last week when I typed up the episode, I lost it. Before recording, for some reason. So that was the script that I typed. Now, I'm trying new things to get this working. Oh, God damn it, it's not working. I had another app going on another phone recording what I say. But that's not worked anyway. Last week I typed it and I lost it. I don't know why. So I managed to talk, but I just lost all the paperwork, if you like. Which is why this week I haven't scripted again, just to try and get it going, and I haven't been happy with how the scripting has sounded. It's making the podcast sound a bit wooden, I'm finding. But I'm going back to, I think I'll go back to sticking with just a note. So let me know what you think anyway. Okay, so let's get on with the updates. So down the allotment, I was down there Sunday mostly, but I did a bit during the week as well. Just running wood chip down and what have you. Built a potato bed, all but one post that I've got put in this weekend. I then cleared all the weeds underneath, laid it with cardboard and wood chip, and then placed the potato bags on top to try and clear that. I spent a good while weeding, as there's quite a few weeds, which I've actually received a letter about, so over the next few weeks I've really got to crack on with clearing the weeds. Anyway, less about that. So yeah, cracked on, cleared some weeding. I then planted some of the garlic. These were bulbs I'd saved from last year. It was early purple white, Vallejo white, Solum white. So the garlic is now in the garlic bed. I'm going to plant some more this weekend, some of the newer bulbs I bought, as well as some elephant garlic, which is going to be good fun. I've also built a frame over the grape for the grape to climb up. This is just something very rudimentary, but you'll see it on the video that comes out later this week. It's very rudimentary, as I say, but it does the job. It's also somewhere I can just sort of hang bags from when harvesting and stuff, so it should be good. It should be good. Yeah, so that's it with allotment. As I say, I've got this letter about weeds, so I'm a bit pissed off about that, to be honest. But I've only got myself to blame. I mean, I didn't think the weeds were that bad, but hey-ho, hey-ho. The joys of allotments. Okay, so at home, not a huge amount really going on, if I'm honest. Just sort of getting it ready for the autumn now. Oh well, the winter really. So plants that are in there are growing. These are tomatoes, the pumpkins, they're growing. I haven't got any pumpkins growing, actual fruit pumpkins growing, but I've got tomatoes. The basil's doing quite well. In the potting shed, the watermelon, you know, there's a little fruit on that, very small, so we'll see how that grows. Again, I think it might be a bit too late, but I'll keep watering it and hoping for the best. The passion fruit seedlings, they're also growing quite well. I'm actually really quite pleased with them. I did show them on last week's video, a few of them. I'm going to have to move them into the greenhouse soon, just to make them a bit easier and free up some spaces soon. Beans and stuff will need to start being sown. It's very exciting, isn't it? In the greenhouse, yeah, things are growing well. The sweet potato looks excellent in terms of foliage. Just wait for it to die back. Cucumbers are growing. It's got some sort of fungal disease, but it's still growing. And there's a couple of cucumbers on there that are just swelling up. So regular watering, we should be good. Something I did do at the weekend was clear out one of the bottom of the wormery, just to get that cleared. It was quite smelly and quite a lot of stuff in there. So I've actually let that dry out over a sieve for now, and then I'm going to pour that onto the vegetable bed and let the chickens dig it over and dig it in and what have you. Chickens, they're doing really well. Oh, God, excuse me. I do apologise. Yeah, no, the chickens are doing well. They're still laying eggs. They're tasty. I've been using the eggs. I've made some wonderful hollandaise sauce on to make eggs Benedict. I've been learning how to do that. Well, that's really all I can say on that. It's also time to start picking elderberries, so I'll be doing that on the elderberry tree. So yeah, really, that's about it for this week. As I say, I do apologise that there's not a huge amount to talk about in terms of the growing guides I've been doing recently, but that's just purely as because I was on call, haven't had a chance to sit down and work out what I had an idea what I was going to talk about, but I just thought, you know what, let's just crack on and get on with it. But next week, I'm thinking I'm going to talk about raspberries. I've got next week off work, so I will be able to do next week's episode properly. Whether or not I script it again, I don't know, because when I write a script, it takes about an hour for each episode just to write a script, which is quite a bit of time. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. As always, if you want to contact me or visit my website, veggrowerpodcast.co.uk, please do. Anything you want me to talk about, let me know. Anybody that has asked before knows I get straight back to you as soon as I can. So please let me know. So that's it for this week. I'm Richard from Veg Grower Podcast, and until next time, thank you.